Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
A drag. That's all because we found a one-stop shop for clothing and accessories, novelty items, and it's Pod Swag.
Pod Swag. We got a ton of merch for off-book fans, like stickers, a pin, and shirts. Your body, you look so good, getting waves in your neighborhood.
We got a shirt designed by one of our fans. It's the Wolf Tuck t-shirt, and it's grand. And it comes in sizes extra small to 2XL. Made for sleepy babies. My sleepy baby. Far shade or ocean. For that shirt today, so go to podswag.com/offbook to grab a shirt, some stickers, or shop the full collection.
That's podswag.com/offbook.
Thank you, Fache de Roshan.
Jess McKenna.
That's Zach Reno.
We got King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings, Scott Passarella on the keys.
We got Wearing Two Hats, producer Dana on the drums.
We got engineer Brett making it all sound so good, so right for your ears.
We got mail person Stacy.
We got that bird that does karate.
That's
I remember
right.
the lore of our world.
But guys, that's not all we got.
That's not all we got. There is a human in this room who is just such a shining star of brightness in both of our lives.
Guys, it's a morning record if we can timestamp it, but we're all smiling because we're already having a great time. You know her, you love her, she's the host of Natch Butte. It's Jackie Johnson!
Hello!
Oh, God. Jackie, I'm so happy you're here.
We right are going to party.
We're about to party.
We're having a 10 a.m. party.
We've been partying. We're talking about Costco hacks.
Dude, let's lay down some Costco hacks. Okay. Here's a Costco hack. So you know, anyone can buy alcohol there. Yeah, that is for sure.
Oh, here's a Costco hack. Oh, yeah, you bet. Instacart will deliver from Costco. That's a hack from Brett.
Costco hack, it'll tickle your senses. That's the cheapest place to get your contact lenses.
This has been Costco hacks without book.
Oh man, you gotta get those Costco hacks.
Also called, is Costco and Sam's Club the same company?
No.
Sam's Club and Walmart are the same company.
How dare you?
I don't know. It does. Well, my question is, does Is Costco across on the East Coast, or do they call it something else?
No, Costco is nationwide, baby.
Hell yeah. Costco is one of those companies that famously takes like really good care of its customers.
Yes, exactly what I was going to say. Yes.
You should choose. I mean, I don't want to like get it. Let's not get into this, guys.
Let's not take sides.
But you should choose Costco over Sam's Club.
I've never lived in it. Is there a Sam's Club in this city?
Yeah. Well, I don't know, but there's a Sam's Club in Southern California.
Okay. I'm never going there.
I mean, it's just, it's not quite as good as Costco. Business practice wise.
Choose your loyalties, you know what I mean?
Choose your loyalties. Jackie, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for bringing Chooch, the world's greatest dog and love weasel, as I call her.
She might get on the mic at some point, you know? Who knows?
Chooch.
Chooch and I have been really connecting, but Chooch is about to leave me right now. Okay. Now
she'll end up in all of our laps at one point. That's what she does.
And Chooch, if you don't know the Chooch, you can go see the Chooch at I Am the Chooch at Instagram.
I'm the Chooch.
Hello, I'm the Chooch. Mm-hmm. And you will fall in love with the Chooch.
We'll post a picture from the off book feed because y'all do really got to know the Chooch.
Like, I would say the Chooch is maybe famous.
I'm going to describe the Chooch. The Chooch the Chooch is a mix of dogs, yes?
Yes.
Is a what?
She's mostly Maltese.
It's a little white fluffy thing. Right now she has a pink tail and ears. I describe her as like a tiny Falcor the Luck Dragon from Neverending Story.
That's her celebrity doppelganger.
Adorable and small and a lady.
Mm-hmm. She's also part baby forest bear.
She's part baby forest bear.
Oh my gosh.
Just to timestamp this for you even more, Jess is coming back off of a Yosemite trip. We did a show at 11 o'clock last night. This recording is at 10 o'clock in the morning. Expect some hot fire from Jess.
Well, guys, thanks for letting the people know that I am someone who gets in the woods and camps. I do need people to know that about me. And I did get to see three bears on my way out of Yosemite. Mm-hmm. And it was...
One too big, one too small, one just right.
Oh my gosh, I wish. But it was just right because I was safe in my car. They were at a good, safe, but seeable distance. And it was a mama and two babies. So basically like the best way to see a bear.
Yes.
And they had like some morning light making their little fuzzy ears like light up from the back. Ooh. Oh my gosh.
Jackie, you mess with the woods?
Hell no. No, I do not. I like a good temperature-controlled room.
Sure.
I like a mattress.
Yeah.
I don't fuck with the woods. Mess with the woods?
Whatever. There's absolutely 100% swearing on this podcast. I just don't like to be the one to break the seal. I'll let the guests
set
that tone.
It's too late, motherfucker.
Yeah, let's fuck with...
I went there.
I literally was going to say, Jack, you fuck with the woods? And I thought, maybe it... maybe not.
Oh, I fuck with the woods.
Yeah, I figure you... you don't fuck
I don't,
with,
but
you
I like
famously
the phrase.
Don't fuck with the woods. What would the woods have to be like, though? Like, there's gotta be an experience somewhere. Someone has built a cabin somewhere that is Jackie approved, and like, there's a way in which you would fuck with the woods. We're talking.
Oh yeah.
We're going glamping, friends.
Oh shit.
I can't sleep on a mattress, 'cause it will make my lower back hurt. My mattress, I meant that little thin one that you blow up and place on the dirt.
Hell no!
So instead, I'm in this luxury yurt, and it has a chandelier.
We call it lamping. It's luxury camping
with lamps.
We call it lamping. Luxury camping with lamps. As we mentioned before, there are lamps. I can't sleep in a tent because the walls are too thin, and there's not enough illumination for my day to be right when it begins. I need that chandelier, I need a bulb with 90 watts, I need a big puffy mattress and a bunch of things for camping. I'm only luxurious, more so than glam.
When I go into the woods, it can be a mystifier. But I'm not going into the woods unless I have my humidifier.
Yeah!
I have basic needs, and I have fancy needs.
right, so let us plan for our excursion into the woods.
Here's my first thought.
Yes, Michelle.
I can't help but notice, and pardon me, I know we're here to commune with nature, to walk and tread the trails that connect us to the natural world.
Well said, Michelle.
Well, thank you, Robert, but I can't help but notice there's an awful lot of dust.
There is quite a bit of dust. I think I first noticed it when Marcia got dust all over her snakeskin boots.
Oh, this is revolting. Who signed us up for this?
Well, I did. That's me. That's on me. I did that.
Yes, Robert, it was his turn to pick our year's excursion, and he thought, why not let us commune with nature?
Well said, Michelle.
Thank you, Robert.
Now, Marcia and Michelle, you both agreed to come with me, and I will be honest, I thought that I had planned a trip in which we would be protected for the more base elements of a ruffianist nature of the woods with its dirt and its bugs and its animals, but it does seem that when we have left our lamping cabin that we purchased, which is very nice on the inside,
very nice.
The outside of nature is still quite beastly and garish.
I loathe to think about this dust entering my nostrils.
I'm smelling the air and it smells like nothing.
Yes,
fresh.
What is that?
I don't like it.
Why is it so fresh?
It doesn't seem to have a sort of parfum that I am accustomed to when I inhale in my nostrils. What is this?
I miss the city pollution.
Oh, yes.
I miss the hubbub of the city.
Where's the beating heart of nature? I'm seeing just a bunch of twitty-twatty birds and maybe the bibble-babble of a stream.
I'm seeing lots of twitty-twatty birds and I don't like it.
I'm seeing lots of twitty-twatty birds and squittering-mittering squirrels about.
And chippity-choppity chipmunks.
All of these things. Twitty-twatty birds, squittering, squattering squirrels, and chippity-choppity chipmunks.
Twittery-twattery birds,
squibbity-squabbity squirrels, and chippity-choppity chipmunks.
I don't know how to proceed here. How can I eliminate my natural fears? I need, instead of a deer, to see a luxury town car. I feel so far from what I know. What I love is only blue skies when I look above. And now that I'm covered in this thin layer of dirt, I wonder how my insides, my lungs have been hurt. And now there's
twittering birds, chippity-choppity squirrels, ooh, chippity-choppity chipmunks.
Twittering birds, squibbity-squabbity squirrels, chippity-choppity chipmunks.
Oh! What is all of this foliage about?
Oh, ew.
Where I live, I don't like to see trees about.
No.
And what is all of this moisture in the air? No, thank you, sir.
Yuck.
I also hate all of the sounds I am hearing in my ears.
So such many twittering, twittering birds, squibbering, squibbering squirrels, and chippity-choppity chipmunks. Twittering birds, chirping, chirping squirrels, chirpity, chirpity
chipmunks. Long ago, three childhood friends, we made a solemn vow.
That's us.
That once a year we'd go on a big trip. Oh yes, we would figure out how.
And normally we'll go to a day spa.
That was beautiful.
Or perhaps a luxury hotel. Here with the squibbering and chippering and chopping, I am in a personal hell with all the twittering, twittering birds, squibbering, squattering squirrels, chippity, chopperty, chipmunks, squibbering, squattering squirrels, chippity, 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 ribbiting, chippity, chippity, chippity. Well, what on earth are we going to do?
Robert, listen, I don't want to say it's all your fault and you must find a way out, but it's all your fault and you must find a way out.
Well said, Michelle.
Thank you, Robert.
Robert, why don't we go down to this brook of sorts and see if we can find something down there that will help us.
Marcia, for God's sake, the bibbling, babbling brook?
Well,
it's calling
nicer than the twittering, twattery birds.
Honestly, what are they even saying?
I mean, it's awful.
Oh, that was vulgar.
It sounded like, what is opening the squeakiest door and very fast? I hate it. But I will admit that the bibbling babbling brook has a subtle... It sounds like something I would hear on a CD, or now a downloaded, or perhaps
or
streaming piece of music.
A white noise machine that I use to help me fall asleep.
Yes, or something that someone a masseuse might play whilst they rub on my back.
Mm. Well, then let us head towards the bibbling, babbling brook, all whilst rubbing on each other's backs to try to not think about the horrid situation we find ourselves in.
I want to be in the middle.
Very
well. Well, that's actually quite giving of you.
Yes, the front is the best.
Oh, damn it. Too late.
Martha, you've always been caring.
You can't
in
even help
way.
It. You try to be selfish, but it's just not in your bones. A small part of you wants to care for others and can't leave them alone.
Try it to put yourself first, but you are the best, not the worst. Others are always in your mind. Oh, how to define Martha, the best among us. Martha,
the middle of the massage train.
And yes, you could say, I know that if I were to be with my words so loose, that the most giving position of the massage train is the caboose.
We're not saying that you're the most giving. No, you're honestly a little less, but you're not greedy like the front of the train, so you're neither the worst or best. So stand under it, 'cause you're the middle of the massage train.
When we were growing up, our parents were very rich.
So rich.
But sometimes they would neglect us, so we had to fend for ourselves.
Latchkey kids.
That's when I decided it's not just you and you and me. Together, I'm the glue, and that's how it's gotta be. Because I'm
Martha, the littlest among us.
The littlest among us.
I'm Martha, the littlest among us.
I'm just okay, and I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. It's a role I've gotta play. I'm
Martha. Say, did you hear that tickety-tock?
Was that my Apple Watch?
It was your Apple Watch.
It was not your Apple Watch.
A woodsman?
It
I
is
think?
Me. Well...
Well, hard to say. Hold on, let me rub this dust off of my spectacles. Who are you?
You don't know me? It's me. Naturalist John Muir.
Ugh, all of those words disgust me. Naturalist John Muir of the famed Yosemite National Park?
Yes, of course I'm dead now, but...
I was going to say, aren't you? Are you a ghost?
I am a ghost. I haunt this valley.
How terribly ghastly. Michelle.
Yes. Marcia, there's a ghost about.
Oh, I was just getting lost in this bibbling, babbling brook. Oh, look, if you look at yourself in the bibbling, babbling brook, it's almost as good as a mirror.
Well said, Michelle. We don't have time for that right now. The ghost of John Muir is here.
Yes, that's right. About every 10 years, I appear to some folks in Yosemite Valley to remind them that they need to find a place, any place that's wild.
Oh, well, you've picked the wrong people.
Have I?
We hate fun, and we hate unpredictable, wild things. I speak for all of us. I'm the middle of the massage train.
She does speak for all of us, because the middle is the person who should speak for all of us, because they are most likely to know the needs of the front and the back.
Unless it's a human centipede situation, in which case they only the front speak. Of the massage train.
That sounds revolting.
It is.
They can't speak, for their mouth is adhered to an anus.
Anyway, what do you have
We've
to say,
all
ghost
had
of Sean?
College yeah. experiences.
Huh, me? John Muir?
Yes.
Well? Any place that's wild. Go to any place that's wild. Finding yourself things that you don't know. The mountains are calling and of a man who had a long beard in his life. I walked around this valley, I made the natural world my wife. And there's a big ass trail, and you can walk where I stood. Look upon the valley and see that it's good. Any place that's wild. Any place that's wild.
Mountains, a thing I fear the most. Maybe this is the push that we need from this old naturalist ghost. He'll broaden our horizons and make us face our fears and go into the mountain and maybe see with eyes that are clear. Any place.
And I must go.
I'm feeling overcome with the rhythm of the mountains.
Yes, it goes boom, ba, boom, boom, boom.
Why, now I feel the beating heart. Boom, ba, da, boom, boom.
Boom, boom, boom.
It's that super bass. It calls me to the mountain.
Any place.
Super bass.
That's I'm off to walk to other vistas.
Oh, he just walked through a tree.
My.
What are we going to do now? I feel like a new woman.
The first thing I want to say is I really liked his walking stick, and I liked his boots.
Well said, Michelle.
Thank you, Robert. And I feel that perhaps the reason that we have not enjoyed nature is maybe we don't have the right accoutrement.
We need to accessorize to nature ties.
That is such a great idea.
This yurt with the chandelier, it's very nice, but perhaps we ought to go to some sort of mega store. Like an REI.
Ooh.
And once we are properly outfitted, perhaps we will feel the part. And we will go to those mountains that feel like they call us and go, go, go.
Yes.
Super bass.
So we return to the city. We go to the REI.
Yes.
Then we come back here and fulfill the dream that the ghost has set before us of traveling into the mountains where they call us and we must go.
That's what I was thinking, but I'm open to any pitches as
no.
I am only the caboose of the massage train and don't have a clear sight of where we should proceed.
I'm the front and greedy engine of the massage train.
Well, Martha, I suppose then
It's up to you.
Well, I like to agree with everyone and be complicit.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we should stay right where we are.
Okay.
Not buy anything else.
Okay.
Okay.
Further support capitalism, which is what nature is against.
Martha.
I say we stay right where we are and we make something out of everything around us.
I think we should combine the ideas. We stay here and we make our own REI.
That is a capital idea, Robert.
But it doesn't support capitalism.
Genius!
Oh, I spy with my little eye. Everything can be an REI. If you search and if you try, everything can be an REI.
You're saying this moss, I could make it a tactical vest.
Yes.
You're saying these rocks, they could be hiking boots that are best.
I'm saying these sticks and this little twigs, if they are to your liking, could be a pair of flexible shorts with a pocket that's ideal for biking.
What if we used this tree bark to be peppermint bark?
Yes! Yes.
I'm trying here! I'm new to all of this!
You're doing it great! With my little eye, everything is an REI. I spy with my little eye, everything is an REI.
If you try and if you could, you can make an entire superstore out of the things in the woods. Like maybe this bit of fern from the floor could be like a camelback if I make it store my water and more.
And this turtle shell, oh, this shell, bet that I could turn this turtle shell into a fancy natural helmet. Oh wait, there's a turtle inside. Maybe I won't use him, but I could use this bioluminescent moss to light the room when it gets so dim.
I spy with my little eye, everything is an REI. I spy with my little eye, everything is an REI.
Three fancy people make it to the mountain and find their dream in their heart?
Where did John Muir go? And is that turtle upset? And why are those birds so twittery twattery? Find out when we return to the second half of Wild by Cheryl Strayed, the musical!
Jess, what has clearly got you so uncomfortable and upset?
Well, I'm frustrated by decades of discomfort and puzzled by the lack of innovation in intimate apparel.
Hmm.
If only Bree McKean could found Evelyn and Bobby to make smart, functional products that do the job.
I feel like that actually happened, Jess.
You're right! They reject outdated assumptions in order to create beautiful, purposeful products to make women's lives better.
Evelyn and Bobby's women-led intimates company is rooted in technology and the celebration of the natural form and exists to deliver solutions for real life. None of that virtual life.
This is for real life.
Real life.
This is that real life underwear music. It's the best underwear ever, guaranteed. It's made just for you. Their unique softness combined with smooth, flat seams offers a fit so comfortable you'll forget you're wearing them. And because nude is not one color, thank you, Evelyn and Bobby's complexion palette was scientifically developed to match a full range of skin tones to seamlessly blend under light-colored clothing. They come in three silhouettes, thong, bikini, and girl short, with four-way stretch that moves with you. Zach, I'm not wearing them right now because they're all in the wash because I've just worn them all through.
Tails all this time.
Tails all this time. That's why I was like, ow, though. But when I'm wearing that Evelyn and Bobby, I'm thinking, ooh, I love the way you move with me. Thank you so much. Hey, y'all, it's me, Dale. Don't forget that I also love Evelyn and Bobby. Visit evelynandbobby.com and use code OFFBOOK to get a free pair of knickers with any purchase. That's a $28 value when you use the code OFFBOOK at evelynandbobby.com. That's EVELYNBOBBIE.com. Visit to get your knickers today.
Hey, thanks, Dale.
No problem.
Welcome back.
When we last left three fancy friends, they were figuring out how to be in the woods. And for those of you who don't know, Wild, written by Cheryl Strayed, about one woman's path on the PCT, finding herself. That's the Pacific Crest Trail. It goes up the entire West Coast. It was made into a movie by Reese Witherspoon.
Probably listen now on audible.com.
Yes, it's a great audiobook. That's how I enjoyed it. And now, back to the story.
Well, I think we all look fabulous.
I agree. I love how the moss feels as a vest. And these shoes made of rocks, well, I think they're really going to do great things for my glutes.
I convinced that turtle to leave its shell.
You're so persuasive.
Yes, he found another one, much like a hermit crab.
Oh.
Do you like my hat made of twigs?
Honestly, I love it.
I don't like it. I love it.
Oh, thank you. I hope we get a customer soon.
Oh, wait a minute. We've been sitting around, waiting to sell all these things that we've made. We've completely forgotten about what we actually meant to do.
You're right. We're just all such natural entrepreneurs. All we were thinking about was commerce.
Oh, dang. Does that mean you aren't selling any of this stuff? Hey, it's me, Cheryl Strayed. I'm hiking the PCT.
What? Yes.
I've listened to your audiobook.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I'm doing it again. Just to, like, see what's up.
I'm sorry. Who are you?
Cheryl Strayed.
Yes?
Yeah, I'm hiking the PCT.
And you wish to buy things from us, even though we specifically came out here to not do capitalism?
I just thought when they were put out here and they had, like, little tags on them that, like, maybe I could buy that.
Well, we did put the little tags on them. Well, I guess everything has
tags.
Well said, Michelle.
Thank you, Robert.
Well, what are you interested in purchasing then, Cheryl?
Well, I don't know, like, I did this thing where I was on the top of the mountain and one of my boots fell. And then I, out of like rage, I threw the other one. So now I've like been walking in my flip-flops that I like taped up with duct tape. So like some new shoes.
Oh, I think I could help with that.
I just need some new
shoes. Oh my God, shoes. Well, we've made several pairs of shoes, I suppose. How much would you like to purchase? We have one made of rocks.
Well, I won't have any money until I, like, make it into Tuolumne Meadows and I can, like, pick up, like, my package. But I could give you, like, anything else in my pack or, like, advice.
Oh, we're bartering, everyone.
How exciting.
This is what people did when
like
they didn't
have money. Like our ancestors did.
Oh, yes. Fabulous. Like, before money, one of our favorite things, was invented.
Ah, well said, Michelle.
Thank you, Robert.
All right. Well, I'll take the things that I have and see the things that you have and we'll see if we can make a swap of the things that we have and maybe it will all be hunky-dory. What are the things in your pack? If you just stick them out and I'll take a look. You are the person that has just been introduced and we all know you from your book.
Let's barter, let's barter. Gather around, let's barter.
Let's barter, let's barter. Gather around, let's barter.
Open up that pack, let's see what you got. I want to see if it's a little or a lot. Open it up. Ooh, look at that canteen. It's very fancy. Is that a Yeti?
Oh, here is some lint, and here is a pen, and here is, ooh, more lint again. And it seems that your pack is mostly lint and pen, and also a Yeti.
Let's barter, let's barter. Gather around, let's barter, let's barter, let's barter. Gather around, let's barter.
And if you know, and you could say that I was a little dumb. For the first few days, I whacked with a thing of condoms. Even though as we hike and we get so gross, sex to me is the worst sounding thing. I really would hate it the most. So if you want this thing of condoms to make my pack a little lighter, and you can exchange, give me those rock boots, will make my day much brighter.
Well, I would take those condoms, but it wouldn't make much sense to me because I'm married and also I've already had a vasectomy. So I really don't need them, although they're good for STDs. Condoms so much more useful, not just for preventing pregnancies.
Let's barter, let's barter. Gather around, let's barter. Let's barter, let's barter. Gather around, let's barter.
Well, I guess I also have this tiny pit propane stove. And I also have a little more of a treasure trove. And if you know
it.
stop. Sorry, you have a propane stove and a treasure trove?
Well, it's like a tiny propane stove. It like heats up prepackaged meals. It's very tiny. It's like the kind that goes at the base of a jet boil.
I think that would be the kind of thing that would be very useful.
I agree, Robert.
I mean, I kind of want to get into what the treasure trove is as well.
I think we should at least let her show us the treasure trove before we accept the propane stove.
Well,
I think
said, Michelle.
Yes. Thank you, Robert. And Martha? Martha, you've never complimented me before.
Someone's the first time for everything.
Someone's really moving to the back of the massage train. Or the front. Hard to tell.
Hard to tell.
Anyway. Cheryl.
Yes?
Let's barter, let's barter. Gather around, let's barter, let's barter, let's barter. Gather around, let's barter.
Well, you know I've hiked so many passes. Would you like some of my mother's ashes?
No!
Well, that's it.
Heavens no!
That's what I'm hiking with.
That's sacrilegious!
I'm hiking with my mother's ashes.
You take them around?
Well, I wanted to scatter them, some of them on the trail.
Oh.
We believe in proper burials!
Yes, you can't turn a person to ash.
Oh!
Leave them as a body.
No.
And pay a lot of money for a coffin.
Pay a lot of money for a coffin and leave it in the earth where it takes up room.
Yes, and use formaldehyde to make the body stay the way it looks, even though it's very bad for the environment.
Leave it in the box in the earth where it takes up room and is bad for the environment.
Yes,
and costs a lot of money.
It leaks into the soil and then we drink it.
But
it's tradition.
And then spend a lot of money on the water to keep the place
yes.
where it's all been green and nice.
Yes, and a very expensive tombstone, perhaps in the shape of an angel or something tasteful.
Put it in the shape of an angel or something tasteful, perhaps like, I don't know, a senator or a taxman. Something nice, or an angel.
Oh, it's obvious you guys haven't been in the woods long enough. Anyone would know that that sounded terrible.
What part of it? I feel all of it sounded pretty good.
I agree. I stand by everything.
All of it sounded awful.
Well, tell me one issue you have with even one part of it, and I will cave entirely.
Well, something that I notice when I'm hiking on the PCT is that we're really nothing, you know? But that isn't something to be sad or scared about. It's something to embrace with humility. And why would I not accept that I am ashes, and I'll be ashes again.
Well said, Cheryl. I cave on everything. She's right.
I agree, and I will take those condoms, and I'll trade you for my twig hat.
We bartered, we bartered, gather around. We bartered, we bartered, we bartered, gather around. We bartered.
Thanks for this hat.
Thanks for these condoms.
Clomp, clomp, clomp.
Oh, she clomped away. Well, now we've got a tiny stove. Oh, we never did find out what was in that treasure trove.
I think was her mother's ashes is what she meant.
Oh.
Oh,
a like very personal treasure.
In that case, we dodged a bullet.
Yeah. We sure did.
I think, she personally treasured them. She had, a very important relationship with her mother, and she wanted her mother with her while she dealt with her grief. Wild by Cheryl Strayed.
Wow, you've really read
well
up on her.
Well said, Michelle.
Thank you,
all right.
Robert.
Well, I feel the pitter-pat in my heart. Let us head towards the mountain.
Ow.
Ow.
It's very hard to go up this hill.
It's very steep.
Ouch.
Is there a sort of escalator around somewhere we could use?
Oh, no, it's one of those twittering, twattering
it's that
birds.
Bird from before.
Oh, it seems to be a whole family of twittery, twattery birds that's coming. Oh, that one was very emotional.
Yes, I find that whereas before I felt like they were antagonizing, now I feel like they are perhaps egging us on. They are not twittery twattery birds. They are encouraging smirching birds.
I feel like these birds might be. Are they rocking just so hard?
Ooh!
Ooh! Hey, everybody! I'm a fucking bird, man.
Yeah, I'm a fucking bird, too. You know what's up, motherfucker?
We live in the forest and we don't give a fuck.
We in these trees. We got wings.
Get down on your knees.
We got wings. Yeah. Some motherfucker, I'm a feathery guy. I'm up in the trees and I love to fly. I'll eat a worm. I'll pick you in the eye. I don't even care. You can't ask me why we're birds. I'm putting on wings. We're up in these trees. We got wings.
Well, let me tell you, motherfuckers, what I'm gonna do.
What?
I'm gonna get up so high with my birds on you.
What?
I can see things so much clearer. It's like my
they seem to say as they chirp at us.
I found that that was a very apt translation, Robert. Very well done.
I feel like I can look at an animal and just kind of feel what its vibe is.
Have you always felt that way, or is it new as we were in the mountains?
Well, to be totally honest, I always felt that way with my dog, Mr. Chauncible. But he's the only animal I've ever come into contact with. He doesn't have quite the rap persona of the birds that I just pictured.
Oh, Robert, I love Mr. Chauncible, but I only see him once a year as we have our meeting to prepare our greeting to the world, our trip.
Yes.
Our meeting greeting to the world. That's what I call a trip.
Well said, Michelle.
Thank you, Robert.
He's a beautiful Afghan hound.
Thank you.
But, like, what does Mr. Chauncible sound like?
What's up, motherfucker? I'm a fancy dog. I sleep on a rug. I love to jog. Take me to the dog park. Give me treats. I like to sleep and eat. Mostly like that.
Very good. And you know, the only animal I've come in contact with before those birds is my betta fish.
Oh, yes. Punchy McSwims?
Yes.
What does Punchy McSwims sound like in your mind's eye?
Oh, well, thank you for asking, Robert. What's up, motherfuckers? Would you like to get in a row?
Oh.
I have a problem with you, and let me tell you how. You came up to my bowl, and you put your face to the glass. And now this fighting fish is about to kick some ass.
Well done. I feel like a real missed opportunity for me. My dog just sounds like me, whereas your fish sounds, honestly, like quite an urchin ruffian from Great Britain.
Well, he is a betta fish. You know, they do like to fight, and as you know his name, and they do like to fight.
Well said, Michelle.
Hey, thank you, Robert.
You two discussing your pets is making me miss my pets. You know, my atrium of sea monkeys. I miss them so.
Ah, yes. Bubbles 1 through 6,000.
Yes. I wonder if they could speak what they would sound like.
Well, it's one of those things that you can give voice to yourself, Marshall. Oh. So why don't you just picture in your mind's eye and tell us?
Oh, gee, I haven't used my imagination since I was a child.
Well, none of us do. It's terribly droll.
What's up, motherfuckers? I'm a sea monkey. I swim to and fro so lovely. Me too, 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 me too. We are a huge family of little tiny sea monkeys. You used to be able to buy us at Walmart, but I think it went under because it's very weird. What are we really? I don't know, 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 I don't know. We're a sea monkey family, hey!
So that was fantastic.
Oh, thank you.
I especially liked how there were so many of them.
Yes, there's so many of them.
And I will say, at first I thought, my God, this woman keeps sea monkeys. What a low-class pet. But then I remembered that you built a literal atrium for
yes.
them.
And
yes.
It's gorgeous.
It's gorgeous.
Thank you.
I mean, I only see it once a year when we have our meeting for our meeting greeting to the world. Mm. And it is lovely. Mm.
Thank you.
My God, what were we doing?
Oh, wait, we're in the middle of the woods!
Have you noticed? All around us, it's the Wild Wild Woods.
Wiki Wild?
Wiki Wild? Wiki 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 Wild Wild, wild Woods.
Oh, we've done it. We've gone far from our lamping, and now we're in the Wiki Wild Wild Woods.
Ah.
Not even Cheryl Strayed herself would go into the Wiki Wiki Wild Woods.
Well, this is dangerous territory. We must go through these woods to get to the mountain, so I suppose there's nothing we can do but trudge on.
Through the woods?
The Wiki Wild Woods.
Wild Woods?
Wiki Wiki Wild Wild
Jim Woods? Jim Woods is a man that I met once. Don't worry about it.
No, I liked it. Is there any more?
I believe I saw him perform at Boom Chicago in Amsterdam.
He was a real desperado. You don't want nada of him. Don't worry about it. Anyway.
You know, I'd love to be familiar with the Wiki Wild Wild Woods, but all I can think about is the last thing I saw before I came into this meeting greeting to the world, which was just some men in black. But I can't separate the two. I'm really trying to separate the two, and I can't.
It's very hard.
It's very hard.
Same with me, except I just keep thinking about getting jiggy with it.
Yes, yes. I think
they all kind of run together.
The way
after
that
a
I would do
point.
It is we're all
in the wild, wild woods.
Oh, yes.
Yes, yes. It's something like that. Anyway, these woods are crazy and they make me scared.
I also feel scared, but there's something else. A desire to be less scared.
Yes.
Me too.
It's almost as if being in touch with my fear is unlocking some primal, real truth deep within me. A need for bravery, a sort of fight or flight, and I'm feeling that I need to fight for the first time in my life.
Do you think we're ready for the wild, wild woods?
Is one ever really ready for the wild, wild woods?
I think that there's only so much you can do to prepare for being in the woods.
To go straight through the wild, wild woods.
To go straight through the wild, wild woods.
Find something inside of us. Find the thing that is good.
To go straight. All remember, now we're far from home, but the three of us together, no one is alone. When we're in these dark woods, you will hold my hand, and we will stick together as if we were sitting on a branch, going straight. Michelle,
here we are. Is it heaven or is it hell? Only way to find out is to strap up our moss shoes. Let's go forward together and see all the news.
We must go straight through the wild.
Right, I want to make it to the top with you, as it's almost midnight.
And as we look around, it's not so scary, it seems. There are plants everywhere, there's food everywhere, there's greens, greens, beans, beans, and nothing but beans. We go straight through the wild. Giants in the sky, but it's not giants, it's the mountain. We've come out the other side of the wild, wild woods.
Why, that giant is just called El Capitan.
Well said, Michelle.
Thank you, Robert.
Well,
y'all made it.
Ah, that
Cheryl?
Ghost is back.
They're together.
Oh my god, are you dating that ghost?
Well, I'm
Cheryl?
Just like trying to figure it out.
I mean, good on you, girl. Get it, but that's a straight up ghost.
You want the condoms back?
No, he's a ghost. Thank you, though. We're just trying to figure it out. We're just trying to figure it out.
Are you sure you don't want the condoms back?
No, I'm a ghost. It's all good.
Well, we don't know the rules about ghosts and their STIs.
I definitely don't know the rules.
It's absolutely better to ask the questions. I'm just saying, I'm a ghost. It's all good.
All right. Good.
I love that. I'm very into kink.
Are you?
Oh,
yes.
Ooh, one time, can I tell you something very kinky?
Okay.
One time,
I had sex and my wife was on the top.
Oh, that, don't be raunchy.
Wait, on the top of what?
Me.
What? Not just the top of the bed?
Oh, no. Ooh, but one time we did... Oh, I didn't want to bring it up. One time we had on the floor. Wait, where do you... Michelle, do you normally not have sex on the top of the bed?
What? No, of course not. Only in the armchair.
Yes, well, beds are for sleeping. Armchairs are for filth, as everyone knows. Hey, John Muir, I have a question for you.
Oh, well, yes. I'm happy to answer any questions you might have.
Well, I guess I was about to have a question about kink. Could you hear it in my soul? It was swelling up. I had a different question, but now I have a different question.
All right.
How do ghosts get down? How do ghosts get down? How do ghosts get down? How do ghosts do it? How do ghosts get down?
Oh, we float, oh, we float, oh, we float.
And we float.
Oh, we float, oh, we float. And that's how we get down.
Oh, all right. That answers the question.
Oh, I'm sorry. What kind of get down did you mean? And that's how I get down from a tree. I float down.
Well, I meant sexually, but honestly, who am I to ask?
I'm sorry, but that wasn't the terminology we used in, 1890.
Oh, well, then I guess my question is, what do ghosts call getting down? What do they call it when they get... And just to clarify, I don't mean physically getting down. I mean making love by making love. I mean copulating intercourse, intercourse. What do they call it when you straight up have ghostly sex?
Slow. Oh, 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 we like to do it so slow, like a tortoise in 1890. Oh, we count it coitus. Coitus, 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 coitus.
Oh, that makes sense to me.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That's why I didn't understand quite what you were
saying.
You
do it slow. That makes sense because you have literally all the time in the world and you
that's
call
right.
it coitus because that's a term of the phrase. I have another question.
All right.
What's wrong with that rock? Why is half of it gone?
Well, actually, half of it is not gone. It was never there.
You're coming on to me right now.
It might seem like that way because I have such a passion for nature, but I'm trying to figure out stuff with Cheryl right now. Yeah, and we're just trying to figure it out. Half Dome was carved by the glacier 20,000 years ago as it melted over 10,000 years.
That's why it's half dome.
A half dome.
Half a rock. Half a rock. It's not half a rock. It's a half. Half a rock. Half a rock.
Half dome. All right. Well, me and Cheryl were just passing through, but I saw that you made it to this vista. And I wanted to congratulate y'all for making it through the woods.
Thank you, Ghost of John Muir.
John Muir, do you happen to have a brother or something? Because I'm feeling very into the ghost,
Marcia.
Oh. The ghost sensuality.
Well, I don't... I actually don't really have a close brother, but I guess someone who was really important to me and who made helped make Yosemite a park was Teddy Roosevelt. I mean... Would you be interested in the ghost of...
of me? Oh. The ghost of Teddy Roosevelt?
Yeah, well, you know what they say. He walks quietly and has a big old stick.
Hi, Teddy.
I don't always walk that quietly, if you know what I mean. I'm a screamer. When I make love, I orgasm loudly.
Oh.
And I have a large penis.
Oh. Well, nice to meet you, sir.
No. You want a little teddy bear in your life. Blah, blah, blah. Just hibernating with me like you were my ghostly wife.
Ooh.
Lay down. Get some comfy comf. We'll make love like a bear. We won't get out of bed for 6.5 months.
I'm gonna fuck a ghost. I'm gonna fuck a ghost. Oh. I'm gonna fuck a ghost. A ghost with the most. Ow!
I'm gonna fuck a ghost. A corporeal lady.
I'm gonna fuck a ghost.
A flesh woman.
I'm gonna fuck a ghost. A ghost with the most.
I love watching my friend fall in love with
is someone who's dead. And since I'm Michelle, who says things that are always well said.
Yes.
Well, we went any place, and things got wild, and things got wild.
I'm the only one who didn't end up sleeping with the undead. I just can't help thinking of my beautiful wife who's back in our bed.
Don't feel so alone, Robert. Neither did Michelle.
All right.
But I think we'll get back and get wild with our spouses, so oh well.
Oh yes, we're doing. We'll have sex that will blow our minds. I've got a crazy idea. Maybe we'll even do it from behind.
Friends I've known since I was a child. We went anywhere,
and we got wild. Oh,
wild.
In this wicky, wicky wild, wild.
I wish the end.
The end. That was Wild by Cheryl Strayed, the musical. We'll be right back with more after this. Jessica, you know me. You know you. We're on the go.
We're
busy bees. Buzz, buzz, buzz. We're here, we're there, we're everywhere. And going to the grocery store and prepping your meals for the week can be difficult when you have a busy schedule like we do, because we're bees and we got lots of flowers to get to.
Buzz, buzz, baby. Instead, why not simplify your day and try Home Chef?
Home Chef offers 16 delicious weekly meal options, from steak to chicken to seafood to vegetarian, all of which you can mix and match based on your preferences. Are you a bee that wants to eat chicken today and seafood tomorrow? That's atypical for a bee, but hey, Home Chef's got you.
Once you join, it's as simple as selecting your meals and customizing your delivery dates. Then your box will arrive at your doorstep each week with recipe cards and fresh, pre-portioned ingredients.
And voila, you have a home-cooked meal in about 30 minutes. They even offer 5-minute lunch options. See why their customers are raving about Home Chef. For humans and also bees.
Buzz, buzz. And let me tell you, this website is a breeze to use. Like, I was like, okay, I got to get in here. I got to customize. It was so simple, so beautifully laid out. I was like, I'm about ready to be at home and be a chef.
It's just like looking at all the delicious options they have. It makes you want them in your mouth right now. You're like, I'm a bee, buzz, buzz. I got to get this vegetarian dish.
I was straight up going from buzz, buzz to yum, yum, like seconds flat. You guys, go to homechef.com/offbook for $30 off your first order.
Whoa.
That's a lot. That's not a percentage discount. That's $30 off your first order. Okay, that's homechef.com/offbook for $30 off your first order. Homechef.com.
Buzz, buzz. Yum, yum.
Welcome back, guys. I'm so sorry. Zach had to leave. So joining us on the third mic is the famous Chooch.
It's me, I'm the Chooch.
Good girl, Chooch.
I'm a girl.
And Chooch, you know, you're a beloved. Everyone who meets you loves you.
I'm a little love weasel.
Yeah, you are. Like, calling you, like, that really makes a lot of sense. And you did, like, this amazing thing where I feel like you've said hi to everyone in the room.
I drummed, I played piano, I mixed on the board.
Yeah, it was really good. Thank you so much, Chooch.
And now I'm on the mic.
Jackie.
Yes.
Obviously. Tell the people about Natch Butte if they don't already know. They should know.
Guys,
get with it.
Yes, and Zach and Jess are coming on, so get excited.
Get excited. Listen to that crossover music.
Yes! I'm calling it Off Butte.
Ooh!
Do we love?
Yeah, we love.
Do you like it?
I like it.
Natch Butte is a podcast that's all about self-care, but we have fun. It's comedians. I go through their bags. We talk about what products they like to use. Maybe, oh, you know, I don't use sunscreen. What should I buy, Jackie? I tell you what to buy that's cruelty-free. I tell you what to buy that has all the shades for everybody, so everyone's included. We like women-owned companies. We like indie brands. We're all about just voting with our dollars and having a discussion about it, and we have fun.
I love it. So, you know, I thought because, like, we have two experts in the house. We have Jackie, who's an expert on self-care, and we have Chooch, who's
an expert on Chooch.
Yeah, you're an expert on Chooch and, like, love and light. And so I just thought maybe we could do, like, a little bit of a Q&A.
I would. Chooch, are you okay with that?
Yeah.
Okay, good
okay
girl.
Great. Hit it. Okay.
Yeah, come on. Yeah.
So my skincare routine, let me summarize. Yes, I do use sunscreen, I moisturize. Ooh. But I don't want to wear sunscreen at night. So what's a night moisturizer that is right?
Let me school ya real quick. There's lots of things that you could use. That didn't rhyme, that's okay, cause we're all just having fun today. First off, you gotta put cream on at night. Gotta cream that scene. What you do, you gotta cream that scene. I want cream at night. You gotta cream at night.
Gotta cream
that's
at night.
Right.
And now, Chooch, this next question is for you. When you wake up, what's the first thing that you do? I'm talking about how you don't feel forlorn. Yo, Chooch, what you doing first thing in the morning?
I'm waking up, I'm gonna go all over the place and put out my tongue and lick you on the face and then go back to the bed and then run in a circle. People will be like, ooh, snorkel. And
I'll snorkel!
I'll be like, smackle
that Chooch.
And then I want the food.
Okay, I have some ideas, let me clear them. Jackie, what are your thoughts on the serum? Is it really doing something for my better, for my skin? Where should I start? Where should I begin?
Listen, Jess, you're all over the place. But yes, you should be serum in your face. There's lots of options you could try. Let me go down the list if I can. Okay, there's hyaluronic. That will seal in moisture. There's retinol for acne. You don't need either of those, so I would say, try some vitamin C, baby.
C, baby. On my face.
Vitamin
C, baby. Chooch, this next question is for you.
Sure.
Let's talk about your colorful hairdo.
Okay.
And I know, yeah, we would be forlorn if we did not shout at Jess Rona. And I love how you get slow-mo. And you get that look so oh no. I say I gotta follow the Chooch. Hello, I am the Chooch, let's get loose.
Yeah, hello, I'm the Chooch, this is my Instagram. If you get on it, you can see I'm incredibly glam. I got that pink tail, pink ears. I change my color up every single year. Sometimes I look like a unicorn. Every day, you know I'm not forlorn. People are like, oh, you're drinking that boosh, but you should be drinking them pics of the Chooch.
Chooch glam.
I'm a dog, I'm the Chooch. Hello, I'm the Chooch Instagram.
Chooch on gram.
I'm a dog and this is my voice.
Okay, great. Okay, Jackie, I don't want to take you to task, but what do you think about a mask? Should I be using that mask as a sheet? Is that the best way to keep it neat? Or is it better to use a cream? A mask that is so I seem like I let it sit on longer. Is that make my skin stronger?
Listen, I don't want to be an ass, so I'm going to tell you the truth about masks. A lot of them are definitely bullshit, but if you want to look good, then hey shit, I would say buy a couple, try them out, see what you think. If you like the results, then keep getting them. If they suck, then keep on walking.
Sheep masks.
Some of them are okay.
Sheep masks. Okay, the Chooch, this question is for you.
Yeah.
What's the best thing to do? Like, how can I be more like the Chooch? How can I let my heart and be loose?
The best thing, and you can quote me on this, is remember to vote. It's important to vote. Register to vote. Everyone right now, make sure you're registered to vote. And then go out and vote. You have to vote. Vote. Vote once and then vote again. And after you vote, vote with your friends. Have them vote. And then make sure that their friends vote. Everybody vote. Vote.
Vote.
In every single election. Midterms, presidential, literally all of them.
This is how you show that you care and you can choose. Vote
the Chooch.
Okay.
Get your paws out there and vote! Hello, I'm the Chooch. Check out my Instagram where I voted. I have a sticker.
Jack.
Oh my god, did I miss the Chooch rapping?
Oh, Zach, I told
where
you not
to. Where have you been?
I went to the bathroom. Well, I drank too much booch.
Oh, you missed the Chooch.
Oh, hi, Chooch.
She did really well.
Yeah, she really slayed, honestly.
Although she didn't say the first thing she does when she wakes up is go to the bathroom.
Come on, yeah.
We gotta go morning potty.
Chooch. Well, Jackie, the Chooch, thank you so much for coming on. We have had a blast with both of you, and you gotta check out Natch Beauty. Anything else that you want the good people to know?
Yeah, Instagrams, Twitters.
Listen to Natch Butte. Follow Hello, I'm the Chooch. That's enough for me, baby.
That's enough for me, baby. Well said, Jackie.
Well said, Jackie. We're still on tour. You can find the dates of where we're coming on our website, thezackandthejess.com/live, or just go click live at thezackandthejess.com. Thank you, Brett. Thank you, Scott. Thank you, Dana. Thank you, Colin. Thank you, Earwolf.
Thank you, Chooch.
Thank you, Chooch. Thank you, Jackie.
Thank you for having us. Chooch, please say thank you.
Thank you.
Aww.
Good girl.
And as we say at the end of every episode, if you're a chippity-chunkity chipmunk,
then gippity goppity, go vote.
Bye.
Sometimes craziness gets in your way, so you should use Home Chef to simplify your day.
Home Chef offers 60 delicious weekly meals. What a deal! You can mix and match based on your preferences. Once you join, it's easy. Select your meals.
You can customize your delivery dates and then 30-minute recipes and fresh pre-portioned ingredients. You don't have to wait. They'll arrive at your doorstep. There is not even one more step.
And take us from these bees. Tasty.
So go to homechef.com/offbook for $30 off your first order. One more time, that's homechef.com/offbook for $30 off of your first order.
homechef.com/offbook. Now get back in the pool, daddy-o.
I'm an ignorant man, and I believe that all women's undergarments are exactly the same.
Oh, heavens no, they aren't. Heavenly and Bobby is a women's led intimates company. They create beautiful, purposeful products to make your life better. And if you think of the layers under your body, you don't start with a sweater. You start with underwear.
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 And wouldn't it be nice if you like what you have under there? You have softness with flat, smooth seams, so it seems. You can have a fit that will never quit. It moves with you.
I've heard that it comes in three silhouettes, and one size that fits many. Better it cannot get. With a four-way stretch that moves with you, you'll forget you're wearing them. Now the call to action time, so you can all be sharing them.
Visit EvelynandBobby.com and use code OFFBOOK, and you'll get on with a free pair of knickers with any purchase.
That's a $28 value when you use the code OFFBOOK at EvelynandBobby.com. And now I'm less of an ignorant man.
Huzzah!